You want us to fill in the awkward pauses?
Yes.
In fact, do you want to do the intro?
Yes.
Do the intro. Give her the mic. Like, okay, you hold the mic when you talk, because it'll...
Okay.
Do the intro for us.
So this is Rhett and Joseph's podcast.
Called...
No hate.
Just facts.
That's
right, folks.
Thank
we
you.
Are
That's
on episode 9
that.
Right now, and as promised, we'd have a special guest with us this episode. We have Michaela Tolleson with us, and she is, as we said before, a musician, artist, whatever you want to call her. We'll let her determine that in a second, but I want to pick up where we left off last time. If you listen to episode 8, we were talking about pigs, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to clear all the... Like, if anyone took that the wrong way as far as, like, slaughtering animals.
What's wrong with that?
I don't want to cause any kind of issue with that. I don't want to have that conversation.
Okay.
So,
we didn't
I want to clear that
anything.
Up. I wasn't insinuating I was going to do that, or I wasn't. I'm still undecided in the matter.
But she'll be all right.
Yeah. Either way, she'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, now on to our guest. So, you want to, you can use whatever mic you want. You can tell us a little bit. About yourself or what you do or anything like that.
So I am in a band called Motion, and we've been writing music and producing music since my freshman year with my brother, Chris Tolleson, and Macy Loki. Yes, plug official Motion. Follow us on Instagram. Instagram, Twitter.
Okay.
Okay.
So, tell us about Motion. Like, so you started your freshman year. That was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, right?
Yeah.
What did it start as? Let's do a little history.
So, it started as my brother, you know, he kind of just made his own beats.
Yeah.
And one day, he was like, Michaela, you got to hear this. I kind of want you to sing on this one. And it was our Higher Ways beat. Look that up on iTunes. So he had me record on that, and we had been singing with Macy before, and he was like, we should get her involved with this. And so we started developing Higher Ways, and once we got that on iTunes, a lot of people started liking that. So we decided to make it more of a thing, like actually be a band who makes a lot more music.
Right. So,
So I want to play a sample in a
oh
minute.
Oh no!
In a minute, but you just download whatever song you want us to play, or go back to a different one, whatever you want us to play. But so tell us about how does the process work for like when you
that's what I want to know.
When you sit down, like, is it strictly Chris making the beats?
We all help with song lyrics. Chris starts to develop the beats, and he asks for all of our opinion, if there's anything that he needs to take out or add something in somewhere. And so we kind of just talk about that together. But he takes the lead on that. And then me and Macy more focus on developing lyrics, and of course he helps with that. But that's our main role in it. And then... kind of just when we start working on it together, stuff just flows really easily. So
that's cool.
So you write all your own lyrics, right? Have you yet to do a cover?
We have not done a cover yet, but...
So everything's original that you've done?
Yes, everything's original.
So how does that process work as far as, like, you're sitting down, you have a beat, but you want to know, when you want to figure out exactly... what kind of lyrics you want to put with that song? Like, what do you sit down? How do you try to focus a song? Do you try to tell a story with a song? Or is this strictly like, what can I make this flow with?
So we kind of look for different topics of type things, and then we brainstorm on that. So on Higher Ways, you know, we pick the topic for that, and then we would write the lyrics going along with that.
Okay, so you kind of know what you want the song to be about.
Yeah, so we discussed that before. Or if we have a lyric that we really like, we'll just kind of build it around that, whatever the main idea of that lyric is, you know?
Okay, so if you find something you like It's not like when you, okay, so this out, this EP right here, it's called New Beginnings. Mm-hmm. When you decided to start working on this, if you guys want to check this out, we'll link this in the podcast description. You can check that out. If you, when you sat down and started figuring out how to make this work, is there something like, I want this to be about this, I want to tell this story? How did you go about that?
We sort of, I mean, yes. So the whole New Beginnings thing from the, like, we really wanted that to be the theme of things. And like all the songs, I mean, they kind of, I feel like they go together. And with Me, and then...
Oh, that was previously a released single, right?
Yes.
So you've got two previously released singles. I want to touch on that as well. I'm not by any means bashing you here.
Okay.
But it's like you released two singles, then you put them on the EP as well.
Yes.
Is that because you needed more songs or because those are some of your favorites? Like, what if you had to pick... Are you putting, I don't know who put the album together, but if you had to pick, are you putting those singles on there? Are you leaving them off? Because I feel like if you're trying to tell a story with an album, if you throw random singles in there, can you still say you're trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that
I'm
not saying makes that, sense.
But, like, how did you go about that? Like, do you just really like those songs, or what's the deal with that?
So, honestly, being our first EP, we didn't have a lot of songs, so it was kind of just putting them together to have it. But we have a lot of songs now being developed that we could have a whole album.
What's crazy is, like, so it wasn't planned to put those in there. Like,
no.
They weren't meant to fit in there, but they oddly fit,
yeah,
like, with the album. It's weird. Like, if you listen to the album straight through, it's like they kind of fit.
Yeah, so it wasn't like a planned type thing. Those were just all the songs that we had and we were focused on and we had gotten them done. And so we're like, let's put these together and make it the EP.
So I think I got you sidetracked. When we were talking about the EP, putting it together, is there something that you wanted it to be about? Was there a main focus that you were wanting with that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think there kind of was, but not really something super, like, straightforward, if that makes sense. I don't know. It was honestly... not that much thought of the way that we were going to have it.
Like the way you were going to have it laid out? Is that what you're saying? Okay. So you didn't really put much thought into, like, how we're going to lay these songs out or the overall, what we want the album to be about. It was just like making the individual songs and putting them in there.
Yeah, that's why we're more excited for what we have coming, because we've thought that process out more and we have an idea of what we want rather than just... making the songs and then just putting it all together.
What can you tell us about, I know you probably can't say a whole lot about what's coming out, but what can you tell us about what's coming out in the future?
I can tell you that we have, well, first of all, we have a lot. We have a lot of new stuff.
How many is a lot?
Like,
a lot of songs?
Yes, a lot of songs. We've been writing a lot of lyrics and a lot of beats.
What do you consider a lot of songs?
I mean, I would say like 20 that
really
we, 20 beats that Chris has working on.
That's
but
a lot.
Lyrics, I mean, I don't think we'll put that many on the next album. Yeah, we're probably going to pick whichever ones will fit together, but so once Chris comes home, we'll start developing our lyrics and putting them together with whatever beats that we think fits with that.
So tell us. Oh, we got.
Oh, no, here. We're all tangled up.
So tell us here. Switch me. Back.
Now I got Red's microphone. Okay.
So tell us about.
Jeez.
I didn't. I'm gonna come back Look to that us. Question because I really want to get the inside scoop
Hold on.
On the new stuff coming out. But tell us about Chris. Like he's at a pretty cool school right now. Tell us about. That a little bit and how he got there and what he's kind of been up to.
Yeah, so he's at Full Sail University in Florida. He's doing four-year degree in 2 years, so he's working a lot.
So what comes after the if you do the 2 year or the 4 years in 2 years, what comes after that? What's his plan after that? Is he coming back? Is he staying out there?
So he he's been applying for a lot of type different music jobs. I don't think he wants to come back here, but I don't think he necessarily wants to stay in Florida either.
Okay.
That's what he's told me.
So he's looking for like a producing job then.
Yeah, and he's been looking a lot into different places, different states.
So after the 2 years of college, that's it. Then he wants to get out there and like do something.
Yeah, he's ready. He's ready for it now, honestly. But he has to do some more school.
Is this his... No, this is not his final year. This is his first year, right? Or this will be his final year, won't it?
So in September, he'll be done.
Wow. So what's the... How does that work for you guys, like making an album or putting something together? Can you, like, is there a way you send stuff back and forth and sample stuff, or do you have to wait till everyone's in one spot? And
yeah.
I know that could be difficult if even when he comes home, like, for a short period of time, you got different people want to see him. How does run me through that?
It's definitely really difficult because when he lived here, I mean, we had all the time in the world to work on stuff. But now he'll kind of just send us some beats and he'll tell me and Macy who he sees on the certain ones. And when he comes home for short amounts of time, we just get in the studio and see what we can get done, like work really hard on getting stuff recorded and putting lyrics together, because it's definitely really hard when he's in Florida.
How close are we to the next album? When did this one come out? This one came out last year, right?
Yes.
Towards the end of last year?
Yes, towards the end of 2019.
How soon can we expect to see some new stuff from Motion?
I would like to say really soon, but I think if the soonest it could be would be at the end of 2020.
Really?
Yes.
So we have to wait a full year for it, and we're looking at a full album then, right?
Definitely.
Okay. So that's not too crazy, a year for a full album?
Yeah. I mean, I think that we will release a couple songs.
Singles?
Yeah, we'll release some singles throughout the year. But for a full album, it'll definitely be a while.
Hmm. So let's kind of transition out of talking about Motion and more into, is there any stories about myself or Joseph that you want to contribute to the podcast? Like, I know that I threw a curveball at her with this question because she was like freaking out. She's like, what do I need to prepare for? What are we going to talk? And I was like, yeah, it's not a big deal. We're just going to talk about Motion. And it's also, we've only got two mics, so we're trying to finesse the mics back and forth. So, Joseph, do you have any?
Let's see. Maybe okay. Flip this around.
Or you, Michaela, that's fine.
You have any stories about me?
The only story would be the talent show, I guess.
Okay, so we want to talk about the talent show.
Do you have anything?
I mean, not anything that we could use on this podcast at the moment. I'm thinking of something. We can talk about that one time. I went to your birthday party.
wait a minute. When was this? How long ago was this?
It was last year. It's April.
So a year ago, pretty much.
Yeah. And
when is your birthday?
April 6th.
April 6th.
Mark that on your calendar. So it was kind of funny because I wouldn't say I was like super good friends with her. You know, like, is that accurate?
Yeah, I'd say that's accurate.
Yeah.
At least like last year, you know, we've got to know each other a little bit more recently. But I was a little bit surprised because I think you approached me and one of my friends, Oscar.
So you were surprised by the invitation?
By the gesture, yeah.
Okay.
I was like, she probably doesn't even really like me. Why is she inviting me, you know?
We're not even friends.
And so I was like, in my head, I was
thinking. Does she have a trampoline? Do you have a trampoline?
I do have a trampoline.
It's always the kids with the trampolines that be inviting people to their birthdays.
Why is that?
I don't know. I never had a trampoline. My cousin always had a trampoline.
You were missing out.
My cousin always had a trampoline, and like he would have the biggest birthday parties, and I swear it's because of the trampoline.
Bro, trampoline slap. You can, like, they say not to put, like, more than, like, one person on there. Or
oh,
two.
It's more fun with more people.
It's so much fun with
what,
people.
What was the game where you, like, lay in a, or you roll up into a ball?
Oh, crack the egg.
Yes. Yes. That was so much fun. I used to really enjoy that.
Yeah. That game is super fun. Like, especially whenever you get somebody that's really good at it, and you can't crack them, and you just, like, you start going on the trampoline.
I always tried to get, like, me and my friends would always try to, like, time it just right where we all hit at the same time, where they would, like, and they were, like, almost flying off the side of the trampoline.
Yeah, yeah. I was always the kid that was afraid to do it because it would hurt. Like, you would, like, fall in, like, certain positions, you know, on your yeah. head, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't
I
like
never,
it.
I always wanted to jump with my shoes on, too. And all the parents.
I was that kind of guy.
All the parents were like, take your shoes off. And I always wanted to leave my shoes on.
You ever fell out of the trampoline?
Fell out. Like, oh, you're talking about a trampoline with a net.
Yes.
Okay. We always took the net off because it was too hard to get on it. Like, we made some, like, crazy games up, like, on the trampoline. Like, there's a game where we would take a baseball, and, like, there'd be, like, four people in the trampoline, right? And one person had to stand so far back, and you tried to hit people with the baseball. And if you hit them, then they had to get off, and, like, they were it, you know?
Yeah.
So you can't have a net for that, right?
Yeah.
Or you do these cool tricks where you, like, jump onto the trampoline and try to bounce and jump off the other side.
You know what? Let me tell you a funny story. Okay, so we have a trampoline, right? And it has a net, or it had a net. It doesn't anymore, but it had
past
a net.
Past tense.
It was netted. And so I was probably like 8 whenever this happened. It was netted, right? And I was jumping on a trampoline with my dad. And you know how you get that, like, you get that good double jump?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Whenever, like, they just land at the right moment and,
yeah.
like, you land with them, it
and
bounces
it, like,
you
bounces
up.
You twice as high.
Well, okay, this is what happened. There's a at the time there was a single hole in the net.
Oh no.
And my dad, he gets that good double jump on me.
Yeah.
So I blast off. I'm like probably what? I'm 8 years old. I'm like 80
Gotta
pounds.
Got a blast.
You know, and he's like 200 pounds. Yeah. Excelsior. And I went straight through that hole.
Really?
And this hole is probably, I would say it's about like, I'm doing the gesture. You can't see it, but it's probably like this big, maybe.
3 feet, 2 feet, 2.5 feet?
About a yard wide. Maybe okay. 2 feet wide, or tall, I should say. And I went straight, through that hole, like perfectly. It was like a, what's like the opposite of a miracle?
Because
I was thumbing, I was like a straight torpedo through that hole. I went straight out of it, and so, like, there was this metal chair there, you know, those, like, metal lawn chairs around the glass table outside
yeah.
with
yeah.
the umbrella.
Yeah.
I went straight out, and I landed right on my side on my rib, and it knocked the air out of me, and I was, like, I was gasping for air for, like, 20 or 30 seconds. I was like, and I'm, like, I'm tearing. I'm, like, crying, you know, like, you know, I was doing that motion. Right
I was
there.
Always
motion.
Scared of,
let's go.
I was always scared of that part, like, you know, there's, like, the trampoline part. Then you have the springs.
The springs.
The springs terrifying. If you fell in between the springs.
Oh, jeez.
I was, like, always scared of getting pinched.
The pinch is worse. Go ahead.
So one time I got bounced into the spring, sliced the side of my eye open.
Oh, no. That's.
Wait. What do you mean? Explain eye.
So on the side of my eye, not on my actual eyeball.
That is a.
On your right side? Oh, okay. I can see you have a scar there.
Oh, okay. So right by your eyebrow.
Wait, so you fell head forward or?
Yeah, I fell right on, like, the spring was kind of cut off to where there's a really sharp part on it. And
oh, no.
My cousin pushed me right into it, and it just sliced it open.
That's one of my biggest fears is, like, I hate talking about things happening to my eyes
Ooh.
Or anything. Oh, that really bothers me.
Ooh, eye.
No. But yeah, I was always terrified of the springs.
The springs, and like, you get them like real rusty ones too.
Mm-hmm.
You can get tetanus on those.
Tetanus. I always hated the way trampolines smelled too.
Really?
Like, and then like after jumping, there's like a certain smell you had from like the trampoline
how, like,
material.
What's up with it like leaving like black all over it?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Did you ever put water on a trampoline?
Yes.
Or jump in the
yeah.
water like.
Ever put soap and water on it, slip and slide?
Yes, I have actually.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, it's super slippery. It's like
this
slippier
is bringing
than a water
back
slide for sure.
This is bringing back so many memories. Slip and slides. I forgot about those.
You like Slip and Slides?
Yes, I was a huge fan of Slip and Slides.
Did you ever like go super ham and like go with the Vaseline?
No.
I remember those times I put Vaseline on.
And you Vaseline?
What, Vaseline?
You would get mad at me for saying that.
Vaseline.
Yeah, like greasy.
Greasy. Guitar.
Guitar.
I know someone who actually broke their butt on one of those
like
Slip and Slides.
Like their legit tailbone?
Yeah.
Explain that to us, please.
So they were going down it. And there was a rock underneath.
Oh,
the hill.
No. Oh, I can feel that pain.
So they were going down it, and they hit that rock and immediately started crying out in pain, and they had broken their tailbone.
Oh, no.
That's crazy.
That's
Were they young?
Yeah, they're probably like 16.
I would always.
I was thinking young, like 6 or 7.
Yeah, I would always pour like. My mom would be like, pour a little bit of soap on it, you know? And I was like looking around, you know? And then I'm like, I dump the whole
She's
bottle.
Like, what happened She's to all
like,
the
and
soap?
I'm like, I don't know. It's spilled.
It's spilled.
Tons of water. And, like, I always wanted to, like, she was always like, we can't run the water all day, you know? I would want to, like, hook it up and let the water just pour down it, you know? There's some where you plug it in. Okay, plug it in. I'm sorry. There's some where you... I had one at one point where you rolled it out, so it was a long, like, tarp, and then you hook the hose into one side of the starting side, and the water runs all the way down it and back up the other side, and at the end, there's, like, these sprinkler things that, like, spray on you.
Huh. I haven't seen those.
That's the one that I... But, man, that was so fun. I need to get a slip and slide.
You ever slide on it and then like you fall off the edge and you get that like
grass burn?
Yeah,
like
that good grass burn.
Good scrape action.
Yeah, and it's so itchy.
Yeah. Like you're soaking wet. You got like Dawn soap in your eye. You're like, why does this burn? It's not supposed to burn.
They use these on ducks.
Yeah. I love those commercials when they're like washing the duck.
Yeah, they really try to cheese you, don't you?
You know what? Talking back to the pig thing, whenever I wash my pig, I have to use Dawn soap.
Because it works good.
It's safe for animals.
It cuts the grease.
So what's this pig thing that you guys have been talking about?
Like, so I have a pig that I show. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. If you want to hear about it, you can check out the last episode.
Got him.
I've never really given my dogs a bath. Like... Every now and then, because they're outside dogs. But I don't like freak. So I don't know like what you use to. I would just always use Dawn soap because it's like they advertise it as like safe for animals.
No, I think Dawn soap works good. Shout out Dawn soap. It lathers good. It cleans them good. It doesn't smell like super strong.
Smells good too. Sponsor us, please.
Yeah. Shout out Dawn soap. We love you.
I like the blue one.
The blue one. OG.
is the blue one the one safe? I thought green was the OG.
Uh oh. You want to argue about it?
No. While I look this up, you guys have a conversation about something.
Okay. So, I thought about this other story whenever I was on a trampoline, too.
Oh, yeah, I got one, too. You go
okay.
first.
So this was, like, recently, probably last year. Towards the beginning of the year. I was jumping on my trampoline. And then, like, it was crazy because I was trying to figure out how to do a backflip, right?
I've been there.
And I learned it so quickly in less than 5 minutes.
You did it?
I gotta read this real quick.
Uh-oh.
I just Googled Dawn soap, and the first question that comes up is, why is Dawn soap so good? So I had to read that.
That was good.
It's good. So... I learned super quickly, like, it was crazy, because I remember before trying to do backflips whenever I was a kid, it's like, I would just, like, fall on my back,
yeah.
Or I'd fall on my stomach, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's like, I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna learn how to do this. And so, you really, like, I was just going for it, like, I was trying not to be scared, because, you know, you get, like, tense and scared
to,
like, fall.
Yeah, and then you can break your neck if you get scared.
Just don't be scared, just go for it. You just, like, you jump as high as you can, and you just swing your legs back, and you can land it.
So you did it?
Yeah, I learned it in, like, 5 minutes. I was like, this is crazy. So I just, like, for, like, that week, all I would do whenever I came home from school was just, like, do backflips. And it's, like, I was so obsessed with backflips.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I was, like, obsessed with these backflips, right?
Yeah.
But it was, like, a bad obsession. Like, it was getting to the point where, like...
Ah, that's not good.
Where, like, I eventually... transition from like just like no, just like wearing my shoes to like just popping on it on socks.
This is not good.
So I come home like one day and I just like I take off my shoes or whatever and I was like I'm gonna do it with socks, and
bad idea.
And so I wasn't like I did it a couple of times, but I wasn't getting it. Like I was like landing, but I'd kind of stumble.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't like landing perfectly, and I was like so like on the last jump that I did, I decided you know to like do it all the way. So I go to do the backflip right, and like whenever I land. My feet skate right off the trampoline.
Oh, my God.
And my legs come up, and I fall, you know, like, on the ring around the trampoline.
Yeah.
I fall straight on my back.
Oh, my God.
And it was crazy because I had gotten so much air, you know, like, for my legs coming up from under me that I hit it, and I hit it with enough energy that it pulled my legs back, like, over me, and then I fell, like, on my face.
What the heck?
And, like, I laid there probably, like, a good 4 minutes.
Cause you cry?
Like, I don't know if I was crying. I was pouting a little bit. You know,
yeah.
I was just laying there, and I was just like, no, it was more like a groan. I was like,
that sounds painful.
And I laid there for like 4 minutes because I felt like I couldn't move. Like my like my legs just they were broke.
Yeah, like
I hurt
bet.
My back. I think I got like a low key paralysis.
You probably have back injury now.
But yeah, shout out trampolines. That's why I don't do backflips anymore. Like that ruined it for me. I didn't do one since.
I wouldn't.
So tell me your story.
I mean. So one time, we were all just bouncing on the trampoline.
Bouncy, bouncy.
And we didn't have the zipper. We had that completely open.
Uh-oh.
And Chris flies out and falls on the cat and breaks its leg.
He fell on the cat?
Yeah. And then the cat ran away limping. We don't know what happened to it after that, but...
It was your cat?
Yeah.
He broke its leg?
Yeah, he freaking killed that cat. No offense, Chris.
After I just said that about the animal cruelty at the beginning of the episode,
yeah.
So I did some research.
We don't condone animal cruelty.
I found out that there are many types of Dawn soap, but blue is the original.
Got him.
The green one is antibacterial.
Okay.
And the blue one is just called Ultra. So it's like claims you have to scrub less to get the grime and grease off.
And is
grease.
Is greasy? Like Vaseline?
Greasy
Vaseline?
Yeah. that also, we're running out of time here, and I want to play this song before we leave, but I want to bring up one more thing. I was looking at Dawn products. There's so many products out there, right?
Mm.
Toilet bowl cleaner. Bow.
Toilet bowl cleaner. He said, toilet bowl cleaner.
Toilet bowl cleaner. toilet bowl cleaner. toilet bowl cleaner. I was always my mom was like, "Don't touch that. Do not touch that."
The actual like the
you know
cleaner
the one,
or the scrub.
The cleaner. You know the one you turn upside down to like get around the rim.
I know about turning things upside down.
Well, she was like. He was like wanting me to
shout out vanilla extract.
Yeah, we know he likes to dump things out. Anyway, she was always like, "Don't touch that." And so one day she wasn't home, and I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna clean the toilet all by myself," you know?
Oh no!
And I was probably like 10 or something, you know? And I go to like pour it in there, and it like squirts all over the floor. And I'm like, and she always told me there was like toxic chemicals, so I wouldn't touch it. And I was like, "Oh no!" I was like, "What is this on the floor?" You know? So I started freaking out.
So what did you do? Did you clean it up?
I tried to wipe it up. Yeah.
Did she know whenever she came home?
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, "I told you not to touch that." But I now know why she told me not to touch it.
Because it makes
like,
a mess?
Well, I could have, you know, I could have got it in my eye or my mouth or something, you know.
Yummy.
So I should have listened. But anyway, I want to play this song. This is a song she picked. I don't know how this is going to sound coming through the mic and everything, but this song is called Chasing After Me. What?
With me? Which one
you pick, but I want whatever you pick. I want you to tell me a little bit about the song before we play it, and we're running out of time, so.
All right, Chasing After Me.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the song first, just very quickly.
So, Chasing After Me, you know, it's pretty much, I mean, self-explanatory. It's like God chasing after us, you know, whenever. Even if we don't want him to, that type of thing.
Right.
So, you know, he's just always after our heart.
Okay, so I want to I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the episode, and then we'll just end it with this song playing. So I'd like to thank you for being our first guest on the No Hate Just Facts podcast.
Yeah, of course.
This was episode 9, episode 10 coming next week. I'm excited to get that out there, because when we hit 10, that means it's official, right?
Exactly. That's what we're going for, baby.
So thanks again for being on.
Thank
you. We appreciate
so
it. And
oh, yeah. Had a great time.
Thank you. We tried to make it a great time.
We appreciate you.
All right, guys. Make sure you check this music out. We're going to play a sample song for you here as we leave. Peace.
Peace.
Chasing after